What's lurking around the corner?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The dark shadow of inflation is beginning to grow. This morning, the Labor Department said prices at the retail level climbed 0.8% last month. That's double what was expected. It means that in the past year, the cost of living has increased 5.5%. Inflation hasn't seen that kind of jump since 1991. One place where prices haven't been rising as much is Walmart. Walmart's been relying on volume, and it seems to be working. The company reported a 17% increase in profits this morning. But Walmart does have some problems. There was a Wall Street Journal story a couple weeks ago that said Walmart managers met and talked about the danger of a Democrat in the White House. They said it would lead to more unionization. Now, several labor groups want the government to investigate what Walmart might be doing about this. Lisa Roth explains.
Federal election law says it's illegal for employers to tell hourly workers how to vote. The complaint, which is being filed with the Federal Election Commission today, says Walmart violated that rule by holding meetings at which it effectively told workers not to vote for Barack Obama. The AFL-CIO and the labor-backed WakeUpWalmart.com are among the groups asking for the investigation. Stacey Locke Temple is with Walmart Watch, another advocacy group, which wrote a similar letter to the commission last week.
The ramifications are far-reaching because Walmart is the largest employer in the nation with 1.4 million employees. Walmart has a long history of union busting, and it also has a very long history of intimidating its employees.
Walmart didn't return calls before my deadline today, but a spokesman told the Wall Street Journal the company's glad the commission will look into this because we're confident they'll find we did nothing wrong. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Wall Street is on the slide for the third straight day. Those inflation numbers I mentioned are raising questions about whether the Fed will raise interest rates. So far, the Dow is down 76 points to 11,456. The NASDAQ is down 2, and the S&P 500 is off by 7 so far. The markets in Asia finished mixed. Shares in Europe are mostly lower so far. People in Europe are starting to feel just as squeezed as Americans. Today, the EU said the economies of Germany, France, Italy, Spain all shriveled up in the second quarter. And in Britain, the pound continues to lose ground to the dollar. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us now. Stephen, is this simply a case of European countries finally catching up with the U.S. slowdown?
Yes, I think that is the case. I mean, it's all the same factors. Consumer spending slowing down as consumers have to deal with higher fuel and food prices, and also the problem of falling home prices. But Britain, you know, is more vulnerable than the U.S. in this situation. Home prices rose much higher here than in the U.S., mm-hmm. and the Brits have taken on a lot more debt than Americans.
One thing that comes to mind here is interest rates, because the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for months and months and months, while the Bank of England and the European Central Bank left them alone.
That's right.
Is this coming back to haunt them?
Yes, I think to an extent it is. I mean, the big concern, particularly in Britain, has been inflation. The British economy is always much more prone to inflation, and particularly imported inflation, than the US economy. But there's no doubt now that as the downturn gathers pace, these relatively high interest rates in Britain and the Eurozone are going to have to come down, because at these levels, they are making the problem worse.
So, Stephen, give me a recommendation here. Is it time for me to start planning a European vacation?
Well, one thing, you're certainly going to see far fewer Brits shopping until they drop in New York this Christmas. But yes, it does look as if a variety of factors coming together are building up the strength of the dollar. So, yeah, we may see you in this neck of the woods in the not too distant future.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thriveand.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, online at kauffman.org.
So far, the focus of the Olympics has been on swimming, but tomorrow it turns to track and field. China has a great chance for gold with hurdler Li Yuzhong. He's pretty much a superstar in China, and he's giving advertisers a case of the Wheaties. Jamila Trindle explains.
Li Yuzhong will be wearing the uniform of the Chinese Olympic team in the 110-meter hurdles on Monday. But in his TV commercials and billboards, he represents everything from milk to shipping companies, not to mention Nike, Coke, and Visa.
In China, you know, celebrities still sell.
Chinese consumers associate Liu with 20 different brands, says Greg Paul, who runs market research firm R3.
Unlike perhaps in other markets, connection with a celebrity can make a huge difference on a brand impact.
Paul has been tracking the use of celebrities in Chinese advertising, and he says it doesn't much matter whether the rest of the world knows Li Yuzhong or not.
8 of the top 10 stars are still local. Apart from Beckham and Kobe, Kobe Bryant, everybody else is a local star in China. So being locally relevant really matters. And Lu Xiang and Yao Ming are by far the most dominant two stars.
Around Beijing, it's hard to go anywhere without seeing Liu's face. In the Beijing subway, people immediately recognize him on billboards.
Liu Xiang.
Liu Xiang.
Liu Xiang.
All that recognition could eventually mean overexposure. And Paul says overly high expectations.
Well, the danger for him is he comes second. So he's got to win, and he's got to win big. So there's going to be more pressure on him than any other athlete for this Olympics.
Some sponsors are even promising bonuses if he wins gold. The only ones watching him more carefully may be his fans, like Ho Ting Guan.
I think he can get the gold. Two of his rivals are injured and won't be able to compete in this year's Olympics.
But Ho says even if Liu doesn't win, he'll still support him. In Beijing, I'm Jamila Trindle for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.